it on written contracts, since that would signify doubting their word. The kanji makoto means veracity, truth in action and in word, to truly adhere to the law of the universe. Honor. Samurai were known to live and die by their honor. They strive towards fame and not knowledge or wealth. Meo comprises of two kanji. Mei stands for reputation, and yo is to admire or to praise. Meo is to find joy in a good reputation. Loyalty. In the samurai era, loyalty was of more value than life. Chugi is made up of two characters. Chu is to be loyal or sincere. Gi means right duty or action. Chugi, therefore, is to be loyal or act in faithfulness. All the virtues are interwoven together. Everyone must embrace and practice the Bushido virtues consciously until they become second nature. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. Miyamoto Musashi, The Book of Five Rings. Introduction. From the 8th century to modern times, Bushido has been the code for warrior classes in Japan. The term Bushido comes from the Japanese word bushi and do. Bushi means warrior, while do means way or path. The literal translation, then, would be way of the warrior. Samurai warriors adhered to Bushido as their code of conduct, as did their predecessors in feudal Japan. The Bushido principles emphasized frugality, courage, honor, martial arts skills, and above all, loyalty to the warrior's master. It has a few similarities to the chivalry ideas followed by knights in feudal Europe. The virtues found in Bushido include courage, righteousness, self-control, respect, benevolence, loyalty, honor, and sincerity. The strictness of the Bushido varies depending on place and time in Japan. Bushido was more of an ethical system as opposed to a religious belief system. As a matter of fact, many samurai were convinced they would not receive any reward in the life after death, according to Buddhist teachings, because they were taught to fight and kill in the current life. However, their loyalty and honor had to sustain them, knowing that they would probably go to the Buddhist hell. A samurai warrior was not supposed to fear death. The only thing that motivated a true samurai was loyalty to his daimyo and the fear of dishonor. If a samurai lost his honor or came close to losing it, he would recover it, according to Bushido rules, through a painful suicide ritual called seppuku. Western religious codes of conduct were against suicide, but it was considered the ultimate bravery in feudal Japan. When a samurai committed seppuku, he regained his honor and even gained prestige for facing death in a calm manner. This became a cultural standard that even children and the women of the samurai class had to calmly face death if caught up in a siege or battle. How did this extraordinary system come to be? Military men were already writing books on the use and perfection of the sword in the 8th century. They had also come up with the idea of the warrior poet, brave, loyal, and well-educated. Between the 13th and 16th centuries, literature in Japan celebrated nurturing of the intellect warrior, reckless courage, and extreme devotion to one's lord and family. A lot of the work that focused on what would later be known as Bushido concentrated on the Genpei War, the Great Civil War, 1180 to 1185. This war pitted the Tiara and Minamoto clans against each other and built the foundation of the Kamakura period. The final stage of Bushido development was the Tokugawa era, 1600 to 1868. This was a time of reflection and, theoretically, of samurai warrior class development, since the country was at peace for centuries. The warriors studied war literature and practiced martial arts. They barely put what they learned into practice until